Treasury Salute, featuring Judith Evelyn and Larry Haynes in a specially transcribed drama, Victory for Nancy. Now, the Treasury Salute, Victory for Nancy. Let me ask you this. When the time finally comes to tell the story of this war, when it is finally written down, made into songs, passed along to our children, when the names of heroes are carved on the monuments and the flags of the regiments fly bright with victories, when the time finally comes, who will tell the story of the women? Her name is Nancy Carmer, and she is young.
What time is it?
I bid a spade. What time does Ed leave?
I don't know.
I pass. Your bid, Nancy.
I pass. What time is it?
Suppose you knew when Ed was leaving. What good would it do you?
Well, I just want to know, that's all. Stop picking on me.
You're such a kid. So Ed chipped overseas. Don't dramatize it. He'll be back.
Sure.
Well, if we're not going to play cards, I think I'll go home and get some sleep. Good night, Nancy.
Night, Kitty.
Me too. See you.
Good night. You know how it is when a woman sits home and waits. The days go by, the same empty days, saying the same things, doing the same things.
How about a game of bridge?
You just sit home and wait and feel yourself turn gray. Nothing matters. Laugh or be still, go out or stay home.
How about a movie?
The days pass minute by minute and the time turns dead in your hands. And you begin to curse the days passing. And curse the idea that men go to war and women sit home.
How about a game of bridge?
No! No, I'm through. You can sit here with your polite little bridge game from now until doomsday, but not me. I'm going to work.
Where?
Anywhere. Aircraft plans.
On the assembly line?
Well, why not?
You're no factory worker.
Well, Ed was no gunner either, until they needed gunners. Well, they need aircraft workers, too. I've got two good hands. I can learn. I went to work at Lockheed Vega on the assembly line. I learned to use a riveting gun, hour after hour with the long sheets of shining aluminum. And there was something about the sound of the gun that was good, that let you know you were alive. And then the letters began coming. Ed was in England, flying gunner on a B-17.
Dear Nancy, we flew our first mission today.
I'd go through the letter very slowly, reading the lines over and over, trying to picture what it was like.
Over Vienna, it's like sitting in the front row of a newsreel. I can see the flak, big black mushrooms over to the right. I can hear the spent pieces of flak hitting the bottom of the ship. It has a murderous sound. We drop our bombs and start back. We've got a saying. On the way to the target, you're flying for Uncle Sam. But on the way back, you're flying for yourself.
The days went by, the long days and the lonely nights. I felt different. I don't know, a kind of lost feeling. I wanted Ed to be close to me. His letters helped, but never enough.
Dear Nancy, we didn't fly yesterday. Another crew used our plane. We flew today, and it was an easy mission. No flag or anything. What we call a milk run.
I'd read the lines over one by one. We didn't fly yesterday. Another crew used our plane. We flew today. A milk run. What does it mean?
That crew yesterday really took a beating. A tail shot to pieces.
Everything's okay up here in the turret. Just a little hole in the plexiglass, no bigger than a dime. Sure was a sloppy gunner up here. He's got grease all over the place. Sure is a mess.
Let's see. Hey, that's not grease.
That black stuff, sure it is.
That's blood.
Some top turret gunner whose name I didn't even know. And a piece of flak came through the plexiglass and caught him in the throat. All the way out to the target, I just sit there thinking about some gunner I don't even know. Wondering what it felt like when the flak hit him. When it tore his throat open. And he bled all over the turret.
It was an easy mission today with no flak or anything. It was what we call a milk run.
Dear Nancy, this won't be a very long letter, I'm sorry. Just can't seem to get started.
The letter came in the early fall. It was short, but the words were no different from all the rest. But the handwriting was different. It was as though his hands were shaking. He always tried to tell me a little about the missions, but this time he didn't say anything at all.
Don't worry, I'm okay. I'm just tired, that's all.
I could tell something was wrong. I didn't know what. I felt so helpless sitting there with Ed's letter, trying to imagine what he didn't tell me, trying to figure out what was wrong. I didn't know. He was so far away. I didn't know. That was last year, and fall came very quietly.
Telegram.
Oh, thanks.
It's not really a telegram, it's a cable.
Oh, my God.
Bad news, lady?
No.
I said bad news?
Bad news. He's coming home. He's through.
Bad news?
He's coming home. He's through. Here. No, buy yourself a cigar. He's coming home.
I ain't old enough to smoke cigars.
Well, then buy yourself a bottle of champagne. He's through.
Nancy. Hello, Nancy.
Oh, Ed. Let me look at you. Now hold me. Oh, hold me close. Oh, welcome home. Tell me about England.
Well,
no, how did you come home? What happened at the 23rd mission? I could tell something happened. Oh, darling, are you hungry? How do you feel? Oh, well, honey, I'm so glad you're home.
Hold it, Nancy. Oh, yeah. Hello.
Hello. Oh, there's so much I want to ask. Do you mind?
No, of course I don't mind. Got a cigarette?
Yeah.
Thanks. I know my hands shake. You were watching him shake.
No, honest, darling, are you all right?
Sure, Ed? Sure. I'm all right. I'm home. I feel wonderful. Sure, I'm all right.
Oh, what's the matter?
I don't know. It's nothing, Nancy. I'm just tired. That's all. A little nervous.
Oh, but your hands, darling. Have they been doing that long?
No, just for a while. Honest, I'm fine. I just need some rest. That's all.
Sure. I know. We didn't ask any people over. We'll just say hello to Mother and Dad. And then we'll go to bed early.
I just need a little sleep, that's all.
Sure.
Turn off the light.
Okay. Ed, I'm glad you're home. How I missed you. It's okay now, though. You're home. Everything's okay. Good night, darling.
Good night.
Nancy. A couple of hours. Just one more mission. I'll be back.
Hutch, there's something wrong with the engines. They're running away. Okay, I'll be right down. I better check the instruments. Hutch? Hutch, where are you? Where's the copilot? There's nobody flying the plane. That doesn't tell a guy. Hauser. Hey, Hauser, where are you? Walter, it's empty. Where is everybody? Babby! Harold! Hey, Shaw, you back there? Where'd you go? Where'd everybody go? Are you guys crazy, leaving the plane alone? What are you trying to do, run out on me? Hauser! All right, you bunch of yellow cowards. Where is everybody? What are you trying to do?
What are you trying to do?
Ed, darling. Look, are you all right? Ed?
Yeah, sure, I'm all right.
Well, what's wrong?
Nothing. I just had a dream, that's all.
Oh.
Mind if I put on the light?
No, darling.
I'd like to smoke a cigarette. Do you mind if I smoke a cigarette?
Of course not.
I'm sorry, Nancy. You must think I'm crazy, jumping up in the middle of the night. I'm sorry.
No, don't say that. You don't have to apologize to me.
Well, I must have scared the wits out of
you. Oh.
Gosh, all the way back on the boat, I was fine. I didn't dream at all. Now, all of a sudden...
Oh, Ed, listen to me. I want to get this straight now. Whatever happens, however you feel, you don't have to apologize to me. Darling, all the time you were away, lying here all alone, don't you think I know what bad dreams are? Oh, I love you. Tired and nervous, however you are, I love you. I've waited so long for you to come home. Every lonely night, one after another. But if you're tired or sick, whatever has to be done, whatever you need, we'll figure it out together. No apologies. You're home now. Whatever else you need, there'll be time. I love you.
That's nice the way you say that. It's nice.
Go to sleep, darling. Welcome home, Ed. Good night.
You remember those days only a few months ago, though it seems further away now, when you said to yourself, oh, if this war were only over, if he'd only come back safely, I'd give anything. Well, now the war is over, and he's home. But in hospitals all over America lie thousands of our wounded GIs. Let us never forget these men. Let us never forget those Americans who never will come back. When you invest your dollars in U.S. savings bonds, you help provide the money to care for those thousands and thousands of our wounded fighting men. In addition, you're assuring yourself of the safest investment there is. Anytime you can help do a job that needs to be done, and at the same time get back $4 for every $3 you invest, that's something, friends. That's something. The United States Treasury thanks Judith Evelyn, Larry Haynes, and the other distinguished artists who appeared on this specially transcribed program. The Treasury Salute was written by Millard Lampel and directed by Mark Goodson. The music was under the direction of Mark Warno. This is Nelson Case speaking. Remember, buy United States savings bonds and hold them. They are an investment in the future, your country's future and your future.